of us are struggling. So many of us are battling today with health conditions, with sickness, and sometimes it seems like the remedies that we're trying, they're just not working. But I want to tell you today that Yahuwah Rapha, the Almighty Yahuwah Rapha, is still in control, and He is still able to heal miraculously. Ultimately, He holds the power. He holds the key to our healing. Yes, sometimes He will use people, sometimes He will use herbal remedies, but there are times when these solutions will just not work, because this sickness that is upon you, because this disease that is upon you, is for the esteem of Yahuwah Rapha, because He wants to bring you to that place where your faith will be so firm that you will surrender your condition at His feet and watch Him move in your life as Yahuwah Rapha. I am Yahudiyahu, and I am pleased to present this episode of Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way. Now, this week, we're looking back in time at two women who struggled with barrenness. One found a solution through persistent prayer. The other one tried some herbal remedies, and those did not work. And so she came to that place where she saw Yahuwah Rapha in action. Stricken with barrenness, Hannah's heart was weighed down with sadness. When she went up to the house of Yahuwah each year for the festivals, she endured mockery over her inability to have children. In her anguish and bitterness, though, she prayed fervently to Yahuwah to heal her. And you can read more about this in 1 Samuel chapter 1. She made a vow that she would dedicate her son to Yahuwah all the days of his life, and that no razor would come upon his head. Now, this child was destined to be a Nazarite. As she prayed, Hannah spoke in her heart, and only her lips moved. Eli, who at the time was a high priest, stood in agreement with Hannah, and Yahuwah answered her prayers and healed her barrenness. Not only did He bless her with the son she had asked for, Hannah had three more sons and two daughters besides Samuel. Now in this we can see how important it is for us to stand in agreement with each other when we're going through our struggles. Sometimes we see brothers, sisters, family members, friends going through their struggles in life, and they're praying, they're asking for prayers. Stand with them in agreement, because the scripture says if we agree together, two of us even agree on any matter, as long as we're doing it in His name and according to His will, Yahuwah will hear us. And here we see where that word comes true, that Yahuwah heard the prayers of Hannah, and Eli stood in agreement with her that her prayers would be answered. How very important it is for us to keep praying for one another. In her song of thanksgiving, Hannah said, "My heart exalts in Yahuwah, and my horn is exalted in Yahuwah. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in your deliverance. I rejoice in your Yeshua." Now we turn to Rahel. Her story is a little bit different in that she had to really go through a process. Where she started, she wasn't a woman of strong faith as Hannah was. So when Rachel had difficulty conceiving, she did not trust Yahuwah to heal her barrenness, at least not at that time. Instead, she trusted in remedies, in herbal remedies. And in this case, her herbal remedy was mandrakes or love apples. So we see in Genesis 30 that Rachel and her sister Leah had an argument over Rachel's request to get some of Reuben's love apples. Now, if you don't know the backstory, Rachel and Leah were sisters. and they were both married to the same man, Yaakov or Jacob in the modern English translations. Now, how did he end up having two wives? Because Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel from the very beginning, but the father tricked him into marrying Leah because she was the elder daughter, and then he had to work 7 years for one and then work 7 years for the other one. So Laban tricked Yaakov into marrying Leah because, you know, the bride comes veiled, and underneath that veil, when he thought he was getting Rachel, he wasn't getting Rachel, he was getting the elder sister Leah. And so he had to work another 7 years to get the wife he really wanted from the beginning. So he got tricked. But then there's another backstory to that, in that he also tricked his father out of getting the blessing that was supposed to go to his other brother, Esau, right? So what goes around comes around. But through it all, Yahuwah is working out a great plan. So turning back to Rachel's struggles. Now, she made a bargain with her sister Leah, and she told her sister Leah that she would give up her night with the husband to Leah, right? Now, at this time, Leah only had 4 children. So now, Rachel made a bargain to get the mandrakes, thinking that these love apples would make her fertile. And so she was willing to give up the man so she could get these love apples, because after that she felt that, yeah, I'm going to have children now, because yeah, this herbal remedy is going to cure my barrenness, right? So Leah went with Yaakov and she conceived her 5th child, and after that she conceived her 6th child, all of them now boys, and then finally her 7th child was a daughter. Now, after Leah had her 7 children, now Yahuwah opened Rachel's womb. So you see, those love apples, that herbal remedy, did not work. And it was Yahuwah who had shut her womb, and it was Yahuwah who had opened her womb at the appointed time. At the appointed time. Proving that the power to heal barrenness rests with Yahuwah and not her herbal remedies, those love apples. Yahuwah created those things, yes, for a purpose, but ultimately he holds the power. He holds the key. So this just goes to show us that sometimes we try our own solutions. We trust in those solutions more than we trust in Yahuwah. But Yahuwah is in charge. And all this unfolded according to Yahuwah's timing, because Yahuwah could have opened her womb earlier. But you see, this son that was being withheld from her was to be born at an appointed time, because his life was supposed to follow a certain pattern. Because he was called out of that womb of Rachel for such a time as this. So, as the psalmist says in Tehillim 147:3, Yahuwah heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. This is what he did for Hannah, and eventually he did this for Rachel too. In fact, we know that Rachel came to the place where she recognized that it was Yahuwah's work, because she declared in Genesis 30:23, that Yahuwah Elohim, who had taken away her reproach and gave her that son. Now David declares in Psalm 28:7 that Yahuwah is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I have been helped. Therefore, my heart exalts, and with my song, I thank him. What a joy. And I think this is what Hannah felt, and this is what Rachel felt when they both were delivered from their barrenness. How grateful were they to have received healing from the Most High Yahuwah, and their hearts exalted in Yahuwah for the children they bore. Out of Rachel's barrenness, Yahuwah raised up a fruitful bow, and Rachel called her son Yosef. And she said prophetically that Yahuwah will add to me another son, prophesying in faith of Benjamin, her second son, who was yet to be born. Sadly though, Rachel died just after giving birth to her second son. Yet, her legacy lives on through Yosef, who was chosen to be a messianic figure, foreshadowing the life of Messiah, Yahushua. Now, Yahuwah used both Shemuel and Yosef, two men born out of barrenness, in a powerful way. Yahuwah was able to use them to lead his people, and they both had the gift of prophecy. By healing these barren women, Yahuwah was also setting on course an amazing plan to deliver the entire nation of Yahshua, and indeed the world. How do we apply these lessons in our lives? Messiah Yahushua calls us to bear good fruit, yet as Yahuwah told Adam and his wife Koa, who is called Eve, he told them to be fruitful and multiply. He also warns us that if we do not bear fruit, we will be cut off, we will dry up and be burned in the fire. We need to look to Yahuwah and Yahuwah alone to bear fruit and be saved. He is the one that heals our spiritual barrenness if we are in such a state. He is the one who brings us out, who makes us to bear fruit and to multiply. May the peace of Elohim, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Yahushua, Messiah. Philippians 4, verse 7. According to Exodus 15:26, as we learn to stand in the will of the Most High Yah, we also gain victory in His name over disease as Yahuwah Rapha heals us. Heart, Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way is brought to you by In His Name Messianic Ministries in collaboration with the Assembly of Yahuwah at Sand Hill. Find us on Facebook as well as on the web. Until next time, Shalom and stay blessed.